And talking about the land of my people, we're going to suit up to Kempsey and we're going to catch up with Mel Fernandez. And she is the, where are we going now? She is the VTEX manager for Real Futures, and there's great opportunities out there for, they're going to be delivering career guidance and advice services. It's a new program through Service New South Wales for First Nation people and right across New South Wales. So, yeah, if you're kind of thinking, oh, I need a job, well, we're going to catch up with Mel now, Fernandez, and get a little bit of update of what opportunities are there. But it is, they have opportunities right across Australia, but at the moment we're looking at New South Wales. And Mel, hey, welcome to Black Chat.
Oh, hi, Lola. Thank you for having me on the show today.
Yeah. How are you coping? Are you working from home or are you working from office?
No, we're back in the office. We did have a bit of a flood scare here earlier in the week, so we were sandbagging and had everything up on the desk, but luckily we dodged a bullet, and it wasn't as bad as what we thought, and we're all back in the office now working as normal.
Yeah, I think the only thing you've got to watch is mould, you know? The mould that might gather if you've got water, if water has actually come into offices and contaminated water. So, you know, I'd be really careful even through your drinking water.
That's right. And, you know, we count our lucky stars here in Kempsey. You know, we're sending all our love up north, but to all the mob up in Lismore and Ballina and the surrounding areas, Grafton. You know, we're doing it all we can here in our office. We're doing a bit of a flood appeal for the mob up that way. We're getting together whatever we can to send up that way next week to the mob up there as well.
Fantastic. And also too, you know that Koori Mail has got a fundraiser GoFundMe page too that you can
anyone out there that can support all the mob up north, please go on and donate whatever you can, and you know we all got to come together in hard times.
Yep, and just remember it's only the Koori Mail GoFundMe page. Be aware if other people might set up GoFundMe pages, but for Northern New South Wales and that, it is through the Koori Mail and their Facebook page. And we've got to remember
we'll happily share all that on our social platforms as well, guys. So if you're not sure, please go onto our Real Futures website or our social media platforms. Yep. And we'll share that with you so you know that that's the right one to go on and make donations to as well.
Yeah, no, it's good. There's so many people that are getting involved, you know, and now they're going to have the big, on Saturday night, the three stations, commercial stations are coming together to have a big telethon you know, Southeast Queensland and New South Wales. But you've got some great news as well for people with opportunities, because there are people out there that are possibly looking for jobs, and through your career guidance and advice service, you've got this new program. Tell us a little bit about it, Mel.
Yeah, so what Real Futures are actually participating in Careers New South Wales pilot. So what it is, it's around giving Indigenous people career advice. So we have experts that have been in the game for, you know, 10 years that know a lot about obviously helping Aboriginal people and Torres Strait Islander people get into employment. We know what we need to do to prep people to be able to be more job ready.
Yep.
We look at the different industries that might be suited to them and their skills and experience. We look at, you know, helping them identify some barriers and assist with putting some plans in place on how to address the barriers. But our Indigenous careers advisors are there to offer advice and career support.
Oh, no, this is good. So have you teamed up, you know, what type of industries are we looking at, and in what locations is there opportunities?
So the Careers New South Wales pilot is all through the Services New South Wales website. So you just need to go onto the website, go onto the careers section, look at setting up an appointment with a career advisor, and then choose that you identify as an Indigenous person, and then that will bring you through to register for an appointment with Real Futures. So at the moment, as part of the pilot, we're servicing the Mid-North Coast region, the New England and the Northwest, so, you know, mob in Coffs, Kempsey, Taree, all down the Mid-North Coast, out at Armidale, Tamworth, Moree, Narrabri, all around that region.
Wow, that is good.
And also in Western Sydney, so we've got, you know, pretty much the whole of Western Sydney, so if anybody's unsure of where to start, you know, what career pathway might be the best for them, you get on, you register, we give you a call, we set an appointment, and then our staff will start to work with you and put a plan in place. We can even help you out with doing a resume, a cover letter, to sort of get you on the right track, and also some interview skills we can help with as well.
Also, what's the age group? Because we know as you're getting more mature and more knowledgeable, you're not being able to get a job. So what age are we going up to for these opportunities?
So we're targeting for this contract, we're looking at people that are 18 and older.
18 and old plus, but how much more mature? Like, are we looking 40, 50?
It could be anybody. It could be somebody that's already, you know, been in a career pathway for 20 years and they've decided that they want to change.
All right.
You know, so it could be anybody that's working or wants to get into the workforce and just doesn't know where to start. Anyone over the age of 18, we can get in and help you and sort of, you know, get you in the right direction of where you need to be.
Well, this is like where we had Aboriginal employment back in the 70s, 80s. And
everything's done over the phone, or we can do it via video, like Teams as well, if that's suited. Or, you know, if it's easier for you and you want to sit down and have a yarn with someone face-to-face, as long as we've got an office close by, then we'll do everything we can to make it easy for our community to, you know, get in and use the service.
So we've got possibility of opportunity through professional, say, the corporate world right down to, labouring, construction out there?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. One of the other programs that we are looking is the VTEC program.
Yep.
So that's all about vocational education and training. And we've got offices in Coffs, Kempsey, Adamstown in Newcastle, out at St Mary's, and we are all about helping Aboriginal people get into employment. We work with employers, they come to us for their vacancies. We help bridge the connection between employers and our aspirants.
Mm-hmm.
So we link the right aspirants, which are our clients, up to the right employers to get sustainable long-term employment opportunities. And then our mentors help our aspirants once they start work to, you know, stay working, you know, help out with any issues in the background that we can, because we want to get people into jobs and we want to get, you know, keep them in those jobs as well.
Okay, you're giving advice to people that are looking for jobs, but the companies that are, you know, advertising, are we doing cross-cultural as well there, or have they got MOUs?
Yeah, definitely. We go in, we offer cultural understanding to the employers. You know, I've gone in and delivered cultural awareness training to multiple employers. We just build that bridge, like I said, you know, we go in, we offer the same support to aspirants as well. So a lot of them are starting work not knowing what to expect. So we do a program, it's called the Get Ready Workshop, and that's all about, you know, bringing our aspirants in, you know, going through the do's and the don'ts, what employers expect, how to juggle your mob at home too when you're working, and, you know, to let them realise that, you know, you're on a good pathway for yourself, and sometimes you need to make those decisions based on your own growth and what you need to commit to now that you've started a job and your own well-being as well. So on both sides, we offer that support to the employers but also to our aspirants.
Okay, another one is Dress for Success. Have you connected with Dress for Success?
I'm not too sure if we have.
Yeah, no, that's a good one because they're out there for people that might be able wanting to go into the office and have those careers, but they haven't been there for some time and they don't feel that they have the appropriate outfits, you know, and feeling a bit uncomfortable. So Dress for Success.
I think now that you said that, Lola, I think we are connected with them through our women's business hub in Rudy Hill.
Yep.
Which is the next one that I was going to get into. They're all about, it's a contract through the United Nations.
Yep.
And it's all about supporting Indigenous women who, you know, for some reason could be, you know, that they were a young mum or somehow have fallen through the cracks and, you know, now they want to engage in employment and training opportunities. So our ladies out at Rudy Hill, they have a hub out there and, you know, we have ladies coming in and doing courses. We have a playground out the back for the kids. We do all that we can to support our Indigenous ladies to get into some activities in training and employment.
Yep. Because you might have some women, you might have some women there that have been, you know, have done office work and that, but they've gone and had babies, and now it's like, I want to get back, but they've got the shame factor. Oh, I don't have the clothes anymore, you know.
That's right. Or it could just be that they want to be around other women to empower them and to bring them up and support them and be a part of something, you know. And that's what we're finding. We just completed a traffic control course out at Rudy Hill a couple of weeks ago, and the amount of people that we had participate was just amazing. We had 16 ladies attend the two-day training. Then they came back and did a white card the following week, and now a lot of those ladies have actually moved into employment. There's such a great story at the moment on our social media, on Facebook and on...
Yep. You there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, just because it's a little of a cut there, about a couple of seconds there. No, but this is great because I know women have got these traffic and pretty good money as well, I hear.
It's really flexible, you know. You have your morning shifts, you have your afternoon, and once you get in and prove yourself, a lot of the ladies are getting off at night shifts as well, so it's really flexible around family life.
And what about child support for these mothers or even fathers?
Well, I guess, you know, we can't offer any childcare at the hub or through any of our other programs. We definitely can help, you know, link our ladies to childcare providers, family daycare providers, whatever we need, and we'll support them in making those connections to help them prep to move into employment or to prep, you know, to commit to a course that they want to do and build their skills up.
So this is good too, because white cards are a bit expensive, so that's all paid for the, they don't have to worry about getting having to pay for the white card.
That's all covered, and, you know, mob prefer to sit in a classroom and have other Aboriginal people around them as well for their learning, so we try to facilitate that wherever we can, whenever we're doing training with any aspirants.
So, okay, so when they're doing the training, they can you have facilities there for them to bring their children?
If we have it at the hub, yes, we do have a little playground and stuff like that, and we would have some staff on hand to sort of, you know, keep an eye on them. But if it's going to be a full day training and things like that, then we'd always talk to our ladies about organising some reliable childcare at home you know, at one of the facilities where they can book in the kids.
Oh, that's right. You know, this is really important.
So we contact them. You know, we know if they've got kids and they're going to commit to a course, and we have those conversations around, okay, well, you know, who's going to be looking after the kids while you're at work or while you're doing your course? And, you know, we help them look at that sort of stuff beforehand so that they don't fail and, you know, drop out of the course or it affects their employment.
And the same is with the men as well?
Under the VTEC program, yes, that's right, We'll support anyone that wants to get into employment. With VTEC, but we really strongly, you know, encourage the kids to stay at school. We don't want to, you know, entice them away from their education. But, you know, if someone's, there's any parents out there that are struggling with their kids, you know, getting them to go to school, they're pretty much out the door. You know, they don't want to go to school anymore and they're disengaged. Then, you know, reach out to us and we can get your, you know, get them registered with us and we can start to work with them and help them move into traineeships, apprenticeships, entry-level roles. We have quite a lot out there now, especially in the Sydney region. I have a big list here of all the jobs that we're currently recruiting for.
I was just wondering too, do you also have contacts with IPRAD program and maybe Defence Force, you know, like, you know, going up to North Force and the Northern Territory where there's lots of, First Nation people within North Force, you know. So I was just wondering, do you have connections or will you be getting connections with IPRAD here in New South Wales to join the police force or the military? Because I think there's now you can join for 1 year and you're able to get an apprenticeship in that time, but you won't have to go off to war.
Yeah, no, we definitely do have all those connections in place. So, you know, if that's the career pathway that you're thinking of, you know, just reach out to us and we can steer you in the right direction.
Oh, no, that's great. The ADF. I always think of North Force because they're all, you know, First Nation mobs up there coming together, which I think people would feel more comfortable if they're...
Yeah, and relocation's another one too, you know. If you're in Kempsey and you're thinking about moving to Sydney, come down to Verge Street and see all the mob down here. You know, we can help look at jobs in Sydney and help you transition from Kempsey to Sydney when looking for a job as well, or vice versa.
Oh, too deadly. Look, Mel, hey, look, thank you very much. This is great opportunities for mob out there. They're stuck and they're going, oh, how am I going to get a job? I'm in the country. But as you're saying, you will, Service New South Wales through this program of career guidance and advice service through Real Futures will be able to help mob. So, no, that's too deadly, but thank you for that. And also, too, encouraging and mentoring people as well. So it can be on the phone, or it can be a Zoom, or it can be face-to-face.
Yeah, definitely. And can I just give a big shout-out to all the Sydney mob? We're actually going to be at Redfern Park on the 23rd of March. We're putting on a free barbecue for everyone to come down and have a yarn and talk about the different jobs that we've got.
Yep.
So, you know, we'll probably start.
What time is that?
So we'll be there at about 11, setting up and getting ready to go for lunchtime.
Well, I'll be there for lunch. What do you got for lunch?
I was going to say, Molly's going to come over and have a yarn.
Yeah. What do you got for lunch? You know? Everyone will be there because there are a lot of people here less fortunate too. So,
Yeah, no, come along. We'll have our gazebos up. You'll be able to see us. We'll have a lot of... you know, we'll have the tents and everything up so you'll be able to see where we are, and we just want to encourage everyone to come over and have a yarn.
Yep.
And we have the jobs that we have going, and, you know, we'll have staff there on the day to get the ball rolling, get you registered and see how we can help.
Okay, have you got any music happening at the same time? Any acoustic music or that?
Well, if you've got someone and you want to send them over to me and have a yarn, I'm more than willing to have a look at it.
Okay, then everyone, hey, if you, want to do on this day with job opportunities, it's always good to have a bit of music, maybe a bit of acoustic or that, especially if you're eating, you know, out there.
We might have career radio playing in the background, hey?
Oh, could you? Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
That'd be cool too. Look, Mel, look, thank you very much. I'll keep reminding people on air here. But please, everyone, you can go to careers.newsouthwales.gov.au to find out more. And as Mel said, Greater Western Sydney, Mid-North Coast, New England and North West, Illawarra South Coast, Sydney Metropolitan, yep. Inner West, Eastern Suburbs and Sutherland Shires, and Far West, that's Dubbo and surrounding areas out there. So, look, it all sounds good. Great opportunity. Yeah, and about how many jobs have you been able to acquire at the moment?
We have hundreds of jobs. We've got warehousing, wool cleaning, labouring roles, truck drivers, plumbing apprenticeship, civil construction apprenticeship.
That's
traffic control. We have heaps of jobs at the moment.
That sounds really good. All for First Nation people. I think that's absolutely brilliant because people always say.
These are all identified jobs. So, yeah, please, we are struggling to fill these positions. If you can reach out to us on all of our social media platforms, through the website, give us a call on 1-800-732-538.
Repeat it again. Repeat it again.
1-800-732-538 or email us at jobs@realfutures.net. Our team will get back to you and we'll get you started on getting supported into these roles.
.net, I think, the phone number there, 1-800-732-538. Mel, thank you very much. We'll come back to you and we might be able to, you know, end up with a regular program to...
That sounds amazing.
In town.
Thank you.
Because there's probably kids at school or they're not at school now because of all this is happening. It's like, you know, 11 or 12. Here's an opportunity for me to maybe get some training and,
Yeah, all of the ladies in, you know, Western Sydney, you know, that want to start to get out there and... start to do something. We've got sewing courses. We've got courses coming up in individual support and also a barista course that you can engage with us around as well.
Everyone needs barista. But, hey, with the sewing courses, is it only just for women? Because, you know, we do have a lot of guys.
This one is just for the ladies at the moment. But, you know, if we get a lot of overwhelming interest from our deadly men out there as well, then we'd be more than happy to look at that too.
And what about our LGBTQI community as well?
Yeah, no, everybody is welcome. Please engage with us. Please reach out to us and come and see us next, or not next week, sorry, the week after on the 23rd. Yeah. and we wanna connect with all the mob out in our communities.
Yeah, but if you've got an acoustic guitar and that, maybe give them a ring too, so that you can line up and do some performances on the 23rd of March at Redfern Park. Mel, thank you very much. I'll catch up with you definitely on the 23rd, but we'll keep our listeners updated with the opportunities that are up there. Oh, with the construction, women. I mean, women are starting to get into construction, so there is opportunities. I know there's been a couple of women down at Barangaroo.
Equal opportunities for everybody.
Yep.
Any of the roles that I mentioned, don't feel like it's stereotyped to one particular race. I mean, gender.
Yep.
Please, if you want to get into that, don't hold yourself back. Reach out to us and we will work with you and get you in front of these employers.
Yeah, I believe there was one woman that had a tool belt that was pink and bling, and I can't wait for someone to make red, black and yellow ones.
Well, we actually already have the work shirts, so the long sleeve Indigenous pride shirts, we call them.
Yeah, but I want the belt, with the tool belt.
Oh, you want the belt, okay.
The tool belt. There's one lady with a pink tool belt and bling on it, and I was just wondering, maybe we can start looking at, or maybe the companies can look at red, black and yellow tool belts,
someone will jump onto that pretty quick, I think, Lola.
I think it'd be really cool,
definitely.
Yeah, okay then, my darling. Thank you very much. And like I said, I'll catch up with you on the 23rd, definitely.
Yeah, thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
Enjoy your Friday, everybody.
Yeah, you be safe up there and take care. Hopefully, that you'll be all well and you won't get flooded out. Cross our fingers.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Lola.
Thank you. And that was Mel Fernandez there, and that's with Real Futures. And as I said, she's the tech manager for Real Futures, and they've got a big gathering on the 23rd of March at Redfern Park, where they'll have a lot of tents where you'll be able to go and have a talk to them and have the opportunity to possibly get a job. So as they're saying, their clients that go through utilise the Sydney, New South Wales, and they sign up and answer three basic questions, and then they support First Nation people through First Nation Career Advisors. So that's good, careers.newsouthwales.gov.au. So pretty good.